What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, we were talking about food, sort of, during the break, and
just so people know, I'll let people behind the curtain, our friend Om Young Masuk, who covers the NBA for us here at ESPN, tweeted out a video of the spread at the Boston Garden tonight. And during the finals, to their credit, they've always done it big there, even during the playoffs, but generally during the finals. Full Maine lobsters, tons of crab cakes, like media is the media spread tonight. And I'll tell you this, Cappy, you know this, and Lindsay and Lauda, you feed the media, they're going to say nice things about you.
Well, that's why you do it, so that when you have the situation where the rim is 2 inches too high and the Warriors don't get a chance for the pregame shoot-around, rather than reporting that the Celtics are a bunch of cheaters, they're like, the Celtics put out a really nice spread. They're fine people.
Exactly. All right, Lauda, go ahead.
Those are huge lobsters, though. I was like, whoa. Anyways, since we were talking about food, I'm a huge sriracha person. I love, especially like when I go to Starbucks, I throw it on my breakfast sandwiches. I love it. But I saw yesterday that there is a shortage of sriracha. Unfortunately, due to crop failure and, of course, the pandemic, which hit everybody, there is a shortage. And I was reading, on top of them explaining the shortage of sriracha, that people are stocking up and people are mad. They're like, hey, they're kind of saying that it's like the toilet paper situation and everything, like the Clorox wipes when we couldn't find them during the pandemic. And someone said that they've saw it on OfferUp for like a little bottle that you would pay for $2 that is going for like $15. I'm like, we don't got to do all that. Do we really got to do all that for sriracha?
Depends.
Like,
I
love
it.
But
question. Would you,
no,
would you pay that?
I would never.
Hell
go
no,
that far.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't doing all that. That's too much.
I don't know if I love it. Like, I'm okay with it occasionally.
Well, no, I really like it.
It's not on like love level.
I
you know what I love?
You. I'm with you.
You know what,
I love
like a fancy condiment that I love?
Tell me.
Spicy mayo.
Mm.
Like, you go to a sushi place and you give me a little drizzle of spicy mayo, we're gonna be friends.
Well, that's interesting because I know you don't like mayo.
It has sriracha in it. Yes.
I know, but like you don't like mayo. That's what I was like.
I don't like mayo, don't like but mayo. It's just it's a dab.
And
you can't drown it, though. You can't drown
it. Sushi Place's spicy mayo is almost kind of like a ranch thickness. Like, it's not. It's a little different.
Right, it's not a mayo consistency. Yeah. Yes.
It's really good. You're right. You're right. It is. But I was
this
just
is not
surprised.
The first time, though. This is not the first time.
But it has sriracha in
shortage.
It. That's how you make
it. Yeah, it does.
There have been other sriracha shortages. People do love this stuff. I'll bet you there that if you tell me that there's a $5 bottle in the store that's no longer available and somebody went online and they found it for $20, I'll bet you people would buy it.
Ballers. I'm buying that.
People love that sriracha.
I got to pay my rent.
I have a little stash of the tiny little bottles that you get.
Aww.
From like I got them from like the hotels when I go to Vegas.
Because,
you know, they bring all the to-go food and they always bring you like these cute little condiments and they're the smallest little sriracha bottles. And I was like, I don't know why, but I want to take these home. So I have like 20 of them in my cupboard. So if you guys run out, I'll bring you
I can
some.
Do Tapatio, no problem. And what's the other one with the wooden, like the circular wooden?
Chula.
Yeah, Cholula. I can do that too. I can replace sriracha.
Really? I'm Mexican, so I like all types of hot sauce, like the Tabasco sauce. Like, I just have a array of them. But I do know, like, because the corporation moved to Irwindale, which is in, you know, close to where my mom lives, they were giving out, you would do like a tour of the plant, and they would give you a bunch of stuff. So my friend's like, yo, I wonder if we can do the tour and get stuff for free. I was like, yeah, probably not. They're not taking any new orders. I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
But they were doing that.
That is What You Need to Know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Well, we're living in a strange world nowadays, George Sedano. I mean, listen, inflation's gone crazy. Interest rates have gone up. People are driving electric cars. Weed is legal. And, oh, my God, we've run out of sriracha.
It happens. You didn't like my Kuminga conversation with you for 2 minutes.
I loved it.
No, I see you.
No. Somebody
see what you responded to Grant today.
Well, Grant said. Grant said on
the community.
Grant said on Twitter that when you talk NBA to me, it's like you're talking to a wall.
Right.
I thought what you were saying was that you thought from the beginning that if there's going to be a guy that could potentially impact this game, that maybe we're not thinking about.
It might be like if they go desperation. I don't expect him, but he pulled him out in a couple of series.
So a couple of people are telling me on Twitter, they're like, hey, don't let George Sedano hoodwink you. This young man that he was just promoting was the 7th overall pick in the draft. I mean, a lot of people
right,
think
but
this
the seventh overall
player.
Pick in the draft is not always the guy you expect to be the superstar, you know, to come. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I bet you if we looked at a lot of seventh picks in the draft other than Steph Curry, there's not a lot of, like, great stories, I'm guessing.
You think a lot of them are big busts?
Probably. I can look that up very quick.
Not impactful guys in the seventh slot?
Yeah. Seventh pick in the draft. Seventh.
Yeah, so Grant says in the community, in the Sedano and Cap community, that when Sedano talks NBA to me, it's like him talking to a wall. And all I'm saying is I thought we were getting a scouting report on who's tonight going to be an impactful player.
Yeah.
And instead what we got was this guy's going to ultimately save these guys' careers.
Yeah. So I got it here because the internet is fast.
Go ahead.
All right. You tell me if you've even – you don't even love basketball, so you tell me if you've even heard of these guys. Ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
So Kuminga was 2021, I think. I don't know 2020 off the top of my head. But 2019, Colby White.
Oh, Colby White is amazing.
You don't know who Colby White is.
Colby White is a great player. Listen, I'll tell you the
what
thing
team
about
is he on? We're going to do the Charles Barkley, who he played for.
That is not important. What is important is he's got excellent lateral
By
movement.
The way, love when they play that with Charles. I love when they play who he played for. It is one of the funniest things that they do every year. And I always get mad at, like, the basketball nerds who are like, I'm going to watch a show where the guy doesn't even know who he plays for. He's getting paid to do that. This is an entertainment show. Like, stop, okay? Like, relax.
All right,
if you want to know every team he plays for, look it up on Basketball Reference. Yeah. It's not that hard, okay?
Colby White, though, he's got a nice
Kobe,
crossover.
Kobe.
Oh,
Kobe,
not Colby.
Yeah.
He got a nice crossover, and he's got excellent lateral movement, and he can jump out of the gym.
No, actually, he's a great shooter, and he's pretty small for his position.
Okay. And so,
you could not have nailed that word more. Like for exactly what we wanted, which is you not to know nothing, know anything.
All right. What year was he drafted number 7 overall?
2019.
Okay. And who's he play for?
The Chicago Bulls, Lindsay just told you.
Oh, I never heard that. Yeah. Is he any
okay,
good?
The 2020 draft, the year after that.
Yeah.
Killian Hayes.
Oh, my God. Killian Hayes, when he was in college, this guy was super impressive because he didn't go to the big-name school where you kind of know him from the tournament. He's just one of those guys who made impact late. And so when he went to the combine, he really performed. And that's how he was the 7th overall pick. Who he play for?
He plays for the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
But he never played in college. He played in Europe.
That's kind of like college, Cap. I gotcha.
Oh, this is great. Like, honestly, you led with he was great in college. And he didn't play in college.
It's Friday.
This is the greatest segment of NBA Outsider I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, you could not have started any better. Like, oh my God. All right, ready?
We need an NBA Outsider. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, we need that, like, a drop every time we play. We're going to play these games. Like, every so often, we're just going to ask you about players in, like, a draft. And just, like, because this is gold.
All right,
2018. You ready? Yeah, number 7 pick. We still haven't gotten anybody that you think is a star, clearly, because you don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
All right, Wendell Carter Jr.
Wendell Carter Jr. This guy is actually quite an interesting story, George. Wendell Carter Jr.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
When he was coming out of high school,
the
rules were actually different back then, so he couldn't go right into the NBA. This young fellow
Wilt Chamberlain, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
This young man right here.
Come on,
let's
play a game. Okay, he went to a big time college.
Okay, I'm going to say Duke.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He
Wendell
played for Duke,
my man.
And who does he play for right now?
Wendell.
Yeah, he's not playing for the team he was drafted by.
Yeah, that's right. He was originally drafted by Indiana. Now he's with Orlando, as I recall.
Oh my God, he is in Orlando, but he was definitely not drafted by Indiana.
Oh, damn it!
You almost got it.
That's pretty good.
You almost got it. He does play for the Orlando Magic, but he was drafted by the Bulls the year before Coby White. So there you go. All right. 2017, number 7 pick. We're still not at great number 7 picks for the person who's tweeting you that, oh, Jonathan Kuminga, that's not a big surprise, the 7th pick in the draft. Yeah, there's not a lot of great 7 picks in the draft, okay? All right, 2017, you ready?
Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen came to the NBA draft vis-a-vis Lithuanian's professional league. He was playing there when he was 15 years old, believe it or not. No, it's true. He left high school at 15. He was immediately put into this pro league in Lithuania. At 19 years old, he was drafted into the NBA, number 7 overall. This is the 2017 draft. Mm-hmm. And
so straight from Lithuania, you believe he came to the NBA.
He's a fluid big man who really gets up and down the floor nicely.
Well, he is a pretty fluid big man that gets up and down the floor nicely, but he shoots it pretty well. But he's actually Finnish, okay?
So it's not that far from Lithuania.
Not that far off, but he also went. He did go to college here, and he played for a big time program.
Really?
In the West. I'll give you a hint.
Did he play Gonzaga?
No, Arizona.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So there you go. But
what's this guy's name?
Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen. Who's he play for now?
Now he plays for
Cavs.
You take a guess. Take a guess.
Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, because Lindsay knows it.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear her say anything. Did she say something?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't hear her say anything.
So anyway, you have to go back to Jamal Murray to have a good seventh pick, and then like you still have Emmanuel Mudiay, Ben McLemore, Bismack Biyombo, Greg Monroe. There's a lot of not great seven picks for the guy who's tweeting you that like I'm not giving you like some sort of like diamond in the rough. No, he's not a diamond in the rough, but there's not a lot of great like superstars beyond the top four or five picks most years.
So. That Bismack guy though, he had a couple of good songs. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No.
Bro, but those first two, that should be the promo that runs for eternity on this show. Like honestly, I could not have laughed more than I did in those first two that I gave you. Coby White and Killian Hayes. Like it was unbelievable.
Those guys are outstanding.
Oh.
They're excellent ball players.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, Russell Westbrook. There's some stuff, some good news about Russell Westbrook. We'll tell you what that's all about. And LeBron said something that's irksome people. We'll tell you about that as well. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Oh, no!
Swing it up, flip it, rub it down! Oh, no! Yeah!
Baby. Do me, baby. I mean, this song, if you think about, like, how, like, people gave Madonna for, like, a virgin a ton of grief. I think this song is just as bad.
Laura, did you dump out of any of this?
No.
And we loved every second of it, okay? Every second of it. I did. I was like probably like 9 years old when this song came out, and I could sing every lyric back then.
You didn't dump out of Smack It Up, Flip It, Rub It Down?
Oh, no!
No, and you can hear it live. They're going to be in concert here in L.A.
When?
October 1st, Salt and Peppa, them and Genuine.
Genuine. Oh, Genuine.
Yeah, Pony.
Come on now. You know Genuine, Cap?
Nope.
I'm gonna tell TiVo to take me.
Really?
You know Genuine, Cap. You
do
know
I?
That. It's like
play a Genuine song, okay. Laura. Find one.
You play a Genuine song. Let's see if I know it.
I mean, there's one that's obvious, but.
I mean, October 1st, though, that's Ohana Fest, you know? Mm. It's like my new thing every year.
Ohana?
I know this song. Oh, hell yeah, I know this song. This is Pony. Genuine?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, get on it, right on, hey, huh.
Wow. I never thought Genuine could be ruined, but, you know, here we go.
Why is that ruined?
Yeah.
You did the, I can't even do the,
hey,
huh. There, that, yeah.
Jump on it.
Why do you have that?
Ride it.
I don't even know what to call that, but it's another one of your Tourette's.
Come on in.
It's the Bob Dylan Tourette's.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan Tourette's, yeah.
I mean, are those the song? Are those the lyrics? I don't even know if those are the lyrics.
Do you know what Genuine's real name is? Laura or Lindsay? Not you, Cap. You definitely don't know.
I think I do know.
Go ahead.
No,
he has
I don't
a
know.
Really. Doesn't he have a really weird name? Like, or is
he has a name of a famous Laker.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
His name is Elgin Baylor Lumpkin.
Elgin Baylor Lumpkin. Yeah, that is his real name.
Elgin Baylor Lumpkin?
Yeah.
E.B. Lumpkin.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is named after Elgin Baylor.
You think?
His parents named him after Elgin Baylor.
You think so? Really?
Yeah. No, it says here, and I'm reading one of his bios.
Well, no, I mean, I just think that if your name's Elgin Baylor Lumpkin, then if somebody were to say to you, wow, that's an interesting name, what'd they name you after?
As Clinton Yates would say, fellow D.C. native Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean, and genuine.
Yeah.
He sounds like a Ninja Turtle.
I mean, yeah, they named me after Elgin Baylor. Who'd you think they named me after?
I mean, I'm just saying. It could have just been a coincidence. I mean, there's like three Scott Kaplans that have appeared on Twitter over the last month.
Yeah, but
yeah,
no.
The Kaplan method.
This could not be.
There was the Kaplan method,
right?
That guy.
Yeah,
and then today there was this viral video that went viral from the Rangers Lightning Eastern Conference Finals game in the NHL, where some dude, some Port Lightning fan, got knocked the bleep out by some guy in a Red Rangers t-shirt. And that guy who tweeted it out was named Scott Kaplan. So when you said it to me, my immediate reaction was like, there's another one of you on the internet?
Oh, dude, wait, you got to hear this story. So this morning, I get on Twitter, and I receive a tweet from Fox News New York.
They want to use your video.
Right, Fox News, like New York City, like Channel 11 something, right? So they're like, hey, Scott, we see your video. Do you mind if we use it? We'll give you credit. And I'm like, wait, what are they talking about, these guys?
Right.
Am I just, like, tagged in something? And then I looked, and I realized the video, which, by the way, is so violent, you know? Like, if I were there and I saw some guy punch some dude completely defenselessly and cheap shot him, I'm sorry, man. I got to get involved, you know?
I'm stunned that everyone just let him walk away and didn't at least say something. Stop him,
right.
You know what I mean, until the security got there, at the very least.
Yeah, and eventually the cops got him, and some dude ran after him. And
there was this old guy at the end of the video who said, that dude in the red shirt, like he was pointing at him. Maybe he was, I mean, you're pretty bold and also kind of stupid if you're still in the area after knocking some dude out like that. And there's camera phones everywhere. Like, that was pretty stupid.
Well, I guess he punched some other guy because some other guy chased after him. Yeah, he turned around, punched that guy, and then finally the cops got him.
After him. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So look, some other guy named Scott.
So anyway,
Kaplan,
the guy also the guy who took the video was named Scott Kaplan. Yes.
Right.
So Fox News is asking.
So Fox News contacts me on Twitter, going, "Hey, can we use your video? We'll give you credit." And I'm like, "Wrong Scott Kaplan." And they got back to me. They're like, "Yo, my bad, my B. Sorry about that."
Yeah.
Terrible.
So imagine you woke up to that, and all of a sudden you're like, "What did I do now?"
Right. What happened?
Were you like terrified in a cold sweat, thinking you did something?
I'm like, "What's going on here? Fox News from New York needs me. What do they need me for?"
Yeah. Like, because you probably assumed, "Oh no, what did I do? What did I say?"
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Am I going to be able to sign this contract?
That was the question. That was it. Like, did I do something? Did I forget that I'm working for Disney? Did I say something somewhere else that screwed me up? I know.
Did you hear the Russell Westbrook news? Speaking of...
There's news?
Yeah, news. So Adrian Wojnarowski, do we have the audio, guys? Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, was asked on the set of Countdown about Russell Westbrook. I sent it in the chat the other day. I don't know if it's available. But he basically said that Russell Westbrook is quote-unquote enthusiastic about Darvin Ham as a hire.
So that's the news. The news is that Woj told us that Russell Westbrook is enthusiastic about
that
Darvin Ham.
That is the news.
That's the news, huh?
That's the news.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not enthusiastic about the news of Russell Westbrook being enthusiastic?
You know how skeptical I am about all these media reports, you know.
Why are you skeptical?
Well, because I feel like somebody at the Lakers.
Woj talks to people that are not just people in the Lakers.
Oh, no, I'm sure. But in this instance, though, whether it's Russ himself, whether it's Russ's agent, whether it's the Lakers, somebody told Woj what Woj reported because somebody wanted that out there. Now, if it's Russell Westbrook, maybe he wants it out there because he wants everybody to know, hey, I'm coming back to be a team guy. If it's the Lakers, maybe they're putting it out there because they're like, we got to convince the rest of the NBA that we're holding on to him and we plan on playing him this year because that's the only way we can create any value for him. I just feel like when that is hand-delivered to Woj, I feel like I'm being set up for some reason.
Why?
And I don't know what the setup is, by the way, because this whole time I thought, well, there's no doubt Westbrook's coming back. But I don't know. Maybe they're trying to find a way to convince the rest of the NBA. We want him. We believe in him. He loves our coach. We're not trading him. So that makes somebody say, we want him. We'll give you something for him.
Right.
I don't know. My head's spinning a little bit from this situation.
Okay. Well, sorry. I didn't mean to make it spin.
No, no. It's not you. It's Woj's fault.
No, don't blame Woj. It's not his fault. He's just doing his job.
I know. But when he does his job, it makes me question things.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't question him. I mean, he's going to tell you the real deal.
Well, he's telling me what he was told.
Right.
You have such a conspiracy.
So you're not questioning Woj. You're questioning what the person who's saying it.
Right. I'm questioning whoever said what they said to Woj that created that report that Russell Westbrook is really excited about Darvin Ham. Whoever gave him that piece of information, what did they want to have happen with that piece of information?
Well, I think that if you're Russell Westbrook's people, it would be in your best interest to be like, hey, make sure that you get along with this coach.
Well, I think that if
no,
you're Russell,
you don't think that's the fair
100%. If you're Russell Westbrook's people, you're saying, hey, listen, dude, like, people get who you are, you know, and not everybody's so sure they want you on their team, especially at $47 million a year. Here's what you should probably do. Like, get along with this coach. And guess what else? Be coachable. And guess what else? Do whatever they ask. In fact, when he uses the word sacrifice, you need to do that. So I would say, yes, Russell Westbrook should be getting that advice. And if he's not, he's getting it here.
And that's kind of my point, is that he needs to make sure that stuff like that is out there.
Right. But on the other hand, what if the Lakers gave that report to Woj because they're saying, hey, Woj, let me tell you something.
Well, but why are we questioning who gave it to Woj? Like, that's not the point of the conversation.
No, no. I guess for me, though, my problem is that's why my head was spinning, because I'm like, gosh, I hear the report. And do I take it at face value? Do I believe it? Like, hey, Russ is really stoked on Darvin Ham. He's so stoked he showed up to his press conference.
Cappy, you're so jaded.
I know I am, aren't I?
You are super jaded.
I know. Like, how do you guys take it? Do you guys take it at just pure face value?
I mean, I want to at least, at the very least, say, okay, I'll judge how enthusiastic he is when the season starts. Like, that's about as jaded as I go and as skeptical as I go. But, I mean, you're literally, like, just dismissing it altogether. Like, I mean, okay, maybe he can get along with him. Like, why not?
Oh, I believe that he can. I believe very much that Darvin Ham is the right personality, has the right background, has the right resume, that somebody like Russell Westbrook would go, I can respect this man as my coach. I don't ever believe he felt that way about Frank Vogel, ever.
Oh, he definitely didn't like Vogel. It was obvious.
Well, I think Darvin Ham can reach him.
All right, we'll see. I hope so, because they need it. There's no question that was the case. So.
Indeed.
All right. Clinton Yates has just texted me. Elgin Baylor, Spingarn High graduate in D.C. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, D.C. native.
Yeah. Another D.C. native, just like yours truly.
I'm Sean McVay.
I'm television's Clinton Yates.
Cowabunga, dude.
No, that's Cappy.
By the way, people
in the community were totally saying you should adopt Cowabunga.
They did, but I've never used Cowabunga before.
Right, but you should adopt it. You should start using it.
I don't like
it. Bring it back.
Cowabunga doesn't work for me, I don't think.
Oh, it totally works for you, dude.
I don't think I'm going to be like, Cowabunga.
Yeah, I'm going to a Hana Fest, man. Cowabunga.
I don't see that.
Yo, I'm going to go watch some Nickelback. Cowabunga.
What does Cowabunga even mean?
I mean, I don't know. It means like, hooray? I don't know.
Does
hooray?
It? Yeah. Google it.
It's like enthusiasm, yeah.
Cowabunga, dude. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, right. A lot of people did say that I should use it.
You should adopt it. Bring it back.
Never used it.
Bring in Cowabunga back.
I'll try, maybe. Let me see if I can fit it in.
See if it fits you. You know, like, use it a few times. And, you know, you got like a 30-day money-back guarantee on it.
It's kind of the way I now use Relevatory.
Right. Sometimes you use it right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so just 3 months after Coach K's retirement, Duke men's basketball coach John Shire has landed a major recruit off the court. Former Nike and NBA executive Rachel Baker was hired full-time as the men's basketball general manager, a completely new position under the Blue Devils umbrella. She's going to help student-athletes with their NIL endeavors and their personal brands. She is the latest in a long list of resources the Duke men's team has built to help athletes with storytelling, social media, brand building, and, of course, NIL. Do you guys think that other high-profile collegiate programs are going to take Duke's lead and start hiring GMs? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, the school I grew up rooting for, the University of Miami, just hired someone to do that. I mean, they had a chief of staff on football alone, which was Ed Reed, and now they brought back Alonzo Highsmith, who's one of like their old-time 80s guys, to be like
their... Alonzo Highsmith.
What's that?
I love Alonzo Highsmith. He was a great player.
He was a great player, and he was a great personnel guy in the NFL for many, many years.
Well, yeah, he was, I think of him
Cleveland
as being
Browns,
in Green Bay.
Seattle Seahawks, yeah. So he drafted a bunch of the guys who are on the Cleveland Browns now. Or helped draft those guys with their front office. And the Seattle guys that went to the Super Bowl, he helped draft a bunch of those guys too. So he's like doing that. So I do think that's going to be in vogue in at major basketball and football programs for sure.
Yeah, and USC just had a guy leave their program to go to the Detroit Lions. And so that's going the opposite direction, you know. But I think the point is that there are going to be so many people involved in both now, because mostly, mostly because the guys who are now, you used to call them student athletes, the players, they're now pro athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to, it was a whole big deal. Oh, student athletes. Oh, they're a student first, student athletes. No, not anymore. Now they're just pros. And so if you're a program like Duke or UCLA, basketball in particular, you have to be prepared to help these guys or they're going to go where the money is.
Right.
I think it's really cool that they hired, you know, even though she may not be like a GM of the team, it's obviously a prominent position and it's a woman. And I feel like that's a really cool job. And like, I want to get into that realm because that'd be awesome. You know,
no
just kind of advising people on the whole NIL deals and all that stuff. It's great.
I mean, if you look at the NBA and what they've done over the years, there's plenty of like big time women's basketball players, a bunch of them on coaching staffs now, a ton of them. Almost every one of the playoff teams that I've covered this year had had at least one, if not on the coaching staff or in the front office. So, yeah, it's smart. Just because somebody played the women's game doesn't mean they don't understand the game. You know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, this, the notion that that used to be the case is just absurd to me.
Well, the other thing is, I can just say this, exciting when you have three daughters is, you watch an NFL football game, there's a female referee. You watch a Major League Baseball game, there are now women in uniform. At least there was one, I think it was the Atlanta Braves. She was like the first ever person, female in uniform on a Major League field coaching first base. It's cool. NBA referees, females. Mm-hmm. NBA commentators, females. So it's good. When you have three daughters, you say, hey, you can do whatever you want. No, you really can.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of really cool women in the NBA, I just saw that Red Panda is in the building tonight for the finals game.
No way. I might watch that.
I need to watch that. That. Yeah. I hope they televise
halftime.
That. I really do.
Seriously,
like,
I do not need halftime analysis.
I'm going to have a hot take for you here, and I'm sorry to say this about a legend, but
don't even do it. What? Just don't.
Red Panda is no longer as good as she used to be. Sorry.
Really? Oh, she's lost a step. She's like Draymond. She's gotten.
I mean, I saw her drop a plate. Okay, so
really.
You know, that kind of crushes your dreams. Like when, you know, somebody, parents, if you have a kid in the car right now, you might want to turn the radio off for literally 5 seconds. Okay. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. When you tell your kid that, you know, a certain someone doesn't exist in real life, you know, so.
I've never seen her drop a plate.
Holiday
so.
People, you know.
Wait a second. Listen, Steph Curry misses shots. I mean, come on. Matthew Stafford throws interceptions. Cooper Kupp doesn't make every catch. I mean, what, the Panda can't drop a plate?
I mean, that's kind of the deal, bro. If that's your thing, that you catch every plate, you can't be dropping plates.
I mean, sometimes a plate drops when you're doing live Panda.
I mean, she had an amazing run, is all I'll say.
I mean, to me, I'll still watch her.
She's the GOAT. But listen, every GOAT has their moment where they got to go, you know.
I'll still watch her. Just the same way if you put Mike Tyson in a ring, I'll still watch him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, she's definitely more apt to doing cooler stuff than Mike Tyson is at this stage. But yeah. But she's not.
You think she should have gone on top, though?
Yeah, yeah. Undefeated and undisputed. And I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Do your thing, Panda.
I don't know. She's like
it shattered my feelings.
The
By the way,
Beto
and Whittier says that Beto and Whittier says that Cap should be more of a gnarly type of guy as opposed to Cowabunga.
I totally use gnarly. I do not use Cowabunga. Yeah.
In which way do you use gnarly, Cap? Do you use it in the positive or the negative way? Because it can be used in both.
I can use it in both. I have that kind of range, flexibility.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right, LSU junior Sharif O'Neal, the son of Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal, as you may know, he reportedly has draft workouts scheduled with several teams, including the Lakers. The 6'10" forward was among the prospects that participated in the NBA G League Elite Camp last month. He has a 7'1" wingspan, and he had like 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists during his second scrimmage game. I don't know why I gave you those stats, but there you go. He's not currently projected to be drafted, but he's going to have the opportunity to sign with teams in free agency afterwards, obviously. If you were Shaq, just given how, like, you know, things with the team, like, wasn't really a happy ending, blah, 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 and plus the big bright lights in L.A., would you want your son to sign with the Lakers? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to say swipe left. No, I don't want my son to get signed by the Lakers because I'm Shaquille O'Neal, and I really know a lot about the NBA, and I feel like my kid needs to be developed, and I just don't think that the Lakers are in development mode right now. So I don't really, I don't really feel like the Lakers are the team for my kid.
Yeah, and I just feel, I mean, I feel for Sharif. I'm glad he's chasing his dream. You know, he had that situation where he had an ailment, a heart ailment, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He missed like a whole year, right?
And he never really got a chance to kind of prove himself in college the way I think that people thought he was going to be, in, you know, especially after his illustrious high school career. So I do think the G League route and you know, is great for him. And, you know, does he want look, the Lakers do a pretty decent job when they get young guys at developing them. So I would want to, sure. But, you know, I mean, having his dad's name, I don't know, man. He went to LSU and his dad played there. So, you know.
That's got to be crazy, though, being Shaq's kid. And then if you play for the Lakers being Shaq's kid, like, that's a tall order to fill.
Dude, it's hard, man. When these kids, like, for example, Joe Montana's kid, he couldn't play football at Notre Dame. You know, Dan Marino's kids, nobody became a good quarterback. You know, I played a college ball with a guy named Tony Dorsett Jr. His dad was like one of the greatest running backs of all time. He was a defensive back, and he was okay.
Did he go by Anthony Dorsett?
He did. And then he wound up not having like a great college career, but he had a really nice NFL career, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he
it's
was
just
a
hard.
Defensive player, right?
Yeah, it's hard when your dad is like a big superstar and you're following in his footsteps. Like everybody thinks you're going to be a star, and then you're not so great, and they're like, what happened to you?
Yeah, it does. It's tough. It's tough. But I'm glad he's trying to do it. And look, there was clearly potential there because every school in the world wanted him prior to his ailment. So anyhow, all right, what's next, Lindsay? One more.
All right, last one here. So speaking of big stars, Britney Spears is a happily married woman. She shared her first Instagram post earlier today since she tied the knot with her husband, Sam Asghari, yesterday in a romantic wedding in L.A. Her post said, wow, holy, holy crap, we did it. We got married. Jeez, with a lot of G's and a lot of Z's. She said, it was the most spectacular day. I was so nervous. We're getting married. And, you know, she just drones on and on with her posts. But anyway, she also thanked the incredible people that were there at her big day. And they included Drew Barrymore, Madonna, Paris Hilton, and Selena Gomez, to name a few. So I'm not going to have you guys swipe on this one. But if you could have three celebrities attend your wedding, who would you want to have there?
Oh. Can I count two that that I actually know?
Yeah.
All right. So Freddie Prinze Jr. and O'Shea.
Oh, by the way, O'Shea was excellent in Obi-Wan last night. No spoilers.
I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen any of it. I haven't started any of it yet. So
good.
I bet he is. He's great. Let me see. One more. Who's another actor I would like to be there with? I wanted someone that, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe like Justin Timberlake. I like Justin Timberlake.
That's a good call. Yeah. That's a really good call.
I mean, he likes basketball. I started thinking like NBA people. You know, he was, I believe he's still, or maybe, or what? I know he was, like, a part owner of the Memphis Grizzlies.
So these are three celebrities that I want at my wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first and most obvious is I want Jennifer Aniston because I want her to be standing right there in front of me.
You want her to be the one that stops the wedding?
No. I want her to be saying I did.
No, she Rachel okay. will be stopping the wedding in this okay. scenario. Yeah.
I want Jennifer Aniston there.
Yeah.
I definitely need Eddie Vedder to be in the house. Right. And the reason you need Eddie Vedder to be in the house is because, you know, you just never know when he might grab a guitar and go up there and do something really
never
cool.
Never know. Right. Never.
You never know. At what point in the party does he go up there and he takes the guitar and he does something really special for me and Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then the third one, boy, this is a tough call here, George, because I'm down to my last celebrity.
Yeah.
What about, like, Harry Styles? I feel like he's your guy.
Dude, I love
my
Harry
God.
Styles.
Harry Styles has
I love
one
Harry
of the
Styles.
Best songs on radio right now.
Which
like,
one?
It is, like, the happiest, nicest song
Which
ever.
Which one? The sushi one?
The sushi one?
Yeah, the sushi song.
No, the whole album is great. His
it is great.
I'm talking about Late Night Talking.
Oh, all right. You're not talking about the sushi song.
Yeah. Laura's going to play it next. Late Night Talking.
All right, I'll take Harry Styles.
There you go. That
Do you even
easy.
Know Harry Styles like that, though, or are you just falling into peer pressure?
No, like, I don't know him that well.
Yeah. So then why would you want him at your wedding if you don't
because,
know
Because my daughter, daughter's like the biggest week. Harry Styles fan. My
okay,
daughter,
so for the kids, you're doing
For the
it?
Kids, I'm going to bring... And by the way, this sushi song is great.
Yeah.
Do you know the sushi song I'm talking about?
No, we'll play that one too, though.
Does anybody know the Harry Styles song that's got like the word sushi in the title of the song?
I don't know the names of the songs. I've just heard them. But
I'm telling you, I'm like 99% about this.
One of the days that you were out, Cap went on this long rant about how, I think Beto was filling in because Beto was kind of making fun of him, about how last night he listened to the entire Harry Styles album and he tweeted at Harry Styles.
That's right.
Saying like, we had a dance, me and the girls at a dance party listening to your new album that just dropped.
Cap
awesome.
Did that?
Yep,
yeah,
that's right.
Oh, you do that all the time. You love tweeting celebrities. You
that's
do.
Right.
Beto was making fun of him for tweeting at him.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you
do you
this
him?
So much, and it is so hilarious that you do this. Like, it really is funny. Like, it's funny, and, like, I don't know if I'm laughing. Like, at first, I don't know if I'm laughing because you just don't care. Like, and I love that about you in a lot of ways. But I'm also laughing out of just like,
it's
do you
endearing,
honestly
Cap.
Think, like, I guess, you know what? Shoot your shot because maybe they'll eventually, somebody
right.
will eventually
like,
respond.
What if Harry Styles is like, hey, Dad, you guys like my album so much, you should come backstage at my show at the Forum.
Right.
That could happen.
Could do that. That could happen. There
that
was
could
a girl,
happen.
There yeah. was a girl, Halsey was at Disney World or Disneyland, one of them, eating dinner. Yeah. And she like went in the back, was like waiting on her and tweeted like, oh, my God, I'm waiting on Halsey. She's my favorite. I love her. And she had like a Halsey tattoo. And then Halsey saw it as she was eating. And she's like, oh, my God, she's a fan of mine. And so she invited her to the concert, had her come on stage. It was this whole big thing. Yeah. So you never
See?
Know, Cap.
Harry Styles.
That there you go. Tweet, keep tweeting at Harry Styles. Then Radio Tinder is presented by our sponsor at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere. Fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website tequilamandala.com and demand the extraordinary, like I do with Tequila Mandala. All right, coming up next, a famous player in this NBA Finals series has finally won Lindsay over. We'll tell you who that is. As we wrap up the show and get you ready for game number 4 of the NBA Finals, we're back in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let that play, Laura. Let that play. Crank it up. Right there. It's Friday. Come on. Roll your windows down. If you got a sunroof, take that off too. You know. That's it right there. That's the jam for a Friday. Come on. You just had a long ass week at work. You know, maybe you got a gummy or something. I don't know. I'm just joking. Haribos. You know, that's what I meant.
Really? Maybe you got a gummy, you know, in your repertoire. That's the
Haribos,
jam right there.
You know, like Haribos, you know, the candy.
Yeah.
You know, gummy bear. So either way, this is the jam to take you into the weekend right there. So good.
It's 5:50. It's time to jam.
It's such a good song. And it, like, to me, that is like the perfect Friday I'm getting out of work song. I just want to chill. I'm not even going to care about this traffic that I'm sitting in right now on the 405 or the 110 or the 710 or wherever the hell I'm at. You know, the 101. Oh, my God, the 101. Don't even get me started about that.
Hey, speaking of traffic, listen, tomorrow, have you thought at all anymore about the Mason and Ireland poker tournament?
I mean, I have kid stuff until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then
to drive to Commerce Casino, and then I have a haircut at 5:30. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So to drive to Commerce Casino, it's going to be a tight window. Like, I have to see how this unfolds. If the kid stuff takes longer, then I'm not going to be able to go.
Wow. All right.
I am literally game time decision.
Hmm. If you guys go, I might go because I didn't mention this to Mason and Ireland because I didn't want them to know. But I promise you, I'm like a ringer at poker because my dad used to have poker parties all the time. And he taught me how to play poker when I was like five.
Let me give you a piece of advice, if I may. Unsolicited. Okay. So take it for what it's worth. If you're really good at poker, you know what you should not do?
Tell people you're a ringer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking I should show up with like sunglasses and a hat on and like nobody would know who I am. I'd be like incognito.
Yeah. Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Well, that's what I'm telling you guys and not Mason and Ireland.
Yeah, but you kind of told it to the world. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to the Mason and Ireland poker tournament.
You pull the cappy a little bit right there.
Well, I may go to the Mason and Ireland poker tournament. I'm close, man. I've like cleared out my day to go.
No, you haven't.
I swear to you, dude. I swear I did. I actually did. But if you're not going to go, am I really going to go? Because, I mean, it's a lot of driving. Gas is $500 a tank. You know, do I really have to go?
I mean, this is where the electric car thing comes in handy.
Gosh, the electric car. I'm so jealous.
I mean, I'm so jealous. You should have gone with me to South Bay Ford and Hawthorne.
Still may go.
I mean, go see my guys. Ireland's bought his Lincoln there before.
I got to get an electric car. I must.
I'm telling you. My wife took the car today. She's going to see a show and with her girlfriends. And she's like, is your car charged? I'm like, yeah, you got like 80 miles on it. You're good.
Yeah. I only have 50 miles on my e-bike.
I feel like Cap would be that guy.
Your car would be to zero. You'd get stranded somewhere for sure at first.
Oh yeah, you'd
really?
If it almost happened to me, like I would forget to charge it on some days at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And you are way more absent-minded than me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, today I have so little gas in my car, and I looked down and I saw like how many miles I have, and it started with 81 miles. And I'm like, okay, I got to go run this errand. Because, you know, first I had to go to my stylist, George.
Why didn't you just go to the gas station first?
You know,
because you like to live on the edge?
No, I thought about it. There was some traffic, though. I could see this traffic, and I was like, you know what? I could stop at this gas station, $6.50 for gas. I see across the street at $6.25, but there's a lot of traffic. I'll go south a little bit, and then I'll stop and I'll get. And I never did. I forgot. So to your point about me forgetting to charge my electric car, do they have those like mobile chargers yet, like for cell phones? Do they have those for mobile cars or for electric cars?
Of course. Are you crazy? There's one. Haven't you seen the ones in our office building?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like if I got stranded on the freeway and I had no
electric.
Oh, you
mean somebody comes to you to give you a charge?
No?
I don't know. I've never asked.
I think they do have those actually. Like, because you can't, like the batteries cap. Yeah, it's not something where it's like a phone charger. It's quite a large apparatus.
George,
right, so it's
got
to be like connected to like a truck probably, right? Yeah. And then it connects to your car. Like I'm sure there's like a AAA has something like that for sure.
Wait a second. Do you charge your car in LA Live?
I have. I mean, I haven't done it. I've only done it once, but yeah, I have.
How much range out of your car?
So I got, unfortunately, I didn't order the one I wanted, so I didn't get the extended miles or extended battery. So I just got the regular batteries, like 200, 220 in that range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking
to a charge.
Who's got the 300?
Oh no, the extended batteries. A lot of these places they all have 300. If you want it, like you just got to buy the right battery.
Okay.
But the thing was, my lease was up, and I needed a car. Like, I was like, oh no, I can't, like, and the guy was like, if you want to order the car you want, the electric car you want, it's going to take 2 or 3 months. I don't have that kind of time.
I know, I should
do
that.
So I took the one on the lot that I liked, which was the same color that I wanted anyway. So I just dealt with that.
All right, well, we are pulling into the weekend. Now, I mentioned to you, Harry Styles has a song about sushi.
Yeah, the sushi. Stuff at the sushi restaurant or whatever, yeah.
Now, it's a good song.
Now, this is a jam.
It's a cap song.
This is the kind of jam that'll get you ready to go into the weekend. Right here.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's great.
Very cappy.
Well, and that's why my Mandy's outfit, I will even say, is somewhat Harry Styles inspired.
Okay, well, there you go. He says the tournament ends. Greg Bergman just texted me the tournament ends around 1. Yeah, so there's no chance I'm going tomorrow.
Really?
I won't be free till 1 o'clock. I just told you. Do you not listen?
Got to get the haircut.
No, I listen.
Well, no, the kids. No, the hair, no, no, the haircut's not until, the kids till
haircut's
1 o'clock.
On, haircut's not until 5:30. Don't you
right,
listen?
But, yeah, don't. Yeah, you don't listen either. You're having cappy moments there, Lynn.
So it's a cappy day. You know, it's Friday.
It is a cappy day.
That's right.
I like
Friday.
That song.
Nobody cares.
I like that song. That song is very cappy. But I do think I had never heard the song I sent earlier, which was the, this one. Very like, just like a afternoon drive stroll. I was picking up the little guy at preschool. I was like, this is a very like joyful song.
No, this is the kind of song that I should be drinking rosé to.
It's very happy. It's uplifting.
Yeah. Day drinking like, oh, somewhere in Italy. I'm lean and ripped, and I'm drinking rosé.
You're a rosé guy?
I mean, on a Saturday afternoon, I could be.
You're lean and ripped guy?
Well, I'm not that anymore, but that's
kind of
part of my dream.
Here we go. This is the good part. Here we go. Come on. This is a good song right here. The hook right there had me the whole way. I was like, wow, good for Harry Styles. That song is a good song. Like, that's a, like, ooh, I'm in a good mood song because Harry Styles is singing.
Yeah, well, that's why when you're drinking rosé, you're in a good mood.
Hey, Lindsay, who's the player that turned you around?
Draymond.
How's that?
Wow, that's big for you. I mean, he helped your Cavs win a championship, actually.
He's endearing, and he's changed my mind. I'm in on Draymond now.
Wow. All right.
What happened? Why?
We only have 20 seconds, bro.
I know. Well, there's got to be an answer.
We'll find out on
Monday.
We'll
find out next week. How about that? Look at that. 72-hour tease. All right, we had a cappy day. Great job, Cappy.
Later, everybody.
See ya. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We'll talk to you mañana. Game 4 is next.